Welcome. Good day. It is Sunday, August 6, 2017. How are you? Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Weekend edition, leadership tip number two. Learn from the past. However, do not let the past dictate your life. Only in the sense that you're learning from it and you're learning the lessons. And what I mean by the lessons, there's good lessons, there's bad lessons. But they're lessons nonetheless. You're going to learn something from the good and the bad. You have to. Because if you don't learn from the good and the bad, you're just going to repeat the bad. Simple. It really, truly is. And there's plenty of resources out there. There's plenty of individuals, old-timers, historians, books. And what I mean by old-timers, people that have been in your organization for longer than you've been in your organization. Unless you're part of a startup, then that's a different story. But even then, somebody in that startup brings a history from before the startup. Learn from those people. Learn from books, study videos, listen to videos, listen to TEDx. Those people are full of information on good lessons and bad lessons. Listen to podcasts. Watch videos. The whole nine yards, everything. But learn from the past and use the past as a tool to shape your future. You start spotting trends, stuff that you've heard about, and you avoid the outcome of the past by spotting, recognizing, and dealing with those trends now and then moving forward. I guarantee you do that in your organization, you're going to be a freaking genius. I guarantee it. So get out there, learn from the past, don't hide from it, don't avoid it, don't like, oh, why do I need to look back? Because, again, that's the past, and the past is done. We can't change it. We can't change the past, but we can change the future. So get out there and change your future by learning from the past. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.